This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology is brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries that are changing the way we view our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. That's right. This hour is the time when you can get to the telephones and call that number and ask that question that's always been bugging you. Ask that question that you've always thought about but never had the nerve to ask. In fact, I was at a book tour, I'll never forget this, years ago, and a man comes up to me after my lecture and says, "Professor, you have to answer my question." And I thought to myself, well, why do I have to answer your question? And he said, "Yes, you have to answer my question." And he said, "The reason why is, if you don't answer my question, when is the next time a theoretical physicist is going to be coming by my town? I may have to wait 10 years before another theoretical physicist can answer my question about the universe, cosmology, Einstein." And then I thought to myself, you know, he's right. And let's say you're at the dinner table. Your kids ask you a question from homework, and you don't know what to say. You're speechless. Well, what you can tell your kids is, no problem. I'm going to get on the phone and call 612-564-8135 and ask the professor. Professor Michio Kaku, host of Science Fantastic. Okay? And just remember that sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound of all. Years ago, there was a young 23-year-old gentleman, and he was walking along his estate in England, and he noticed an apple falling on his estate. Very simple observation. And then he looked up and he saw the moon. And then he asked himself a key question. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? Such a simple, stupid question. Does the moon also fall? Well, it took him several years before he finally figured out the answer. The answer is yes. The moon is always falling, because it too is grabbed by gravity, which yanks the apple and forces the moon in an orbit. That young gentleman went on to change world history. His name was Isaac Newton. And this young gentleman, by asking a simple question, does the moon also fall, changed world history. What came out of that? The Industrial Revolution. He wrote up his theory in a manuscript called Principia, which became the Bible for anyone trying to understand the motion of stars, comets, as well as machines on the Earth. In fact, when I teach freshman physics to young engineers, we teach them Newton's laws of motion, which allow them to design bridges, to allow them to design skyscrapers. You know, when I was a kid growing up in California, I used to wonder, how is it possible you can build the Empire State Building without a scale model ahead of time that's about the size of the Empire State Building? How do you know the force on every brick, every single brick of the Empire State Building, so it doesn't crumble? I couldn't figure it out. How do you know ahead of time, before investing millions and billions of dollars, how do you know ahead of time that the Empire State Building won't fall, won't crumble? The answer is Newton's laws of mechanics. That's how powerful they are. They allow you to predict the motion of skyscrapers, bridges, tunnels, rocket ships, you name it, all of it a byproduct of Newton's laws of motion up to the speed of light. But you have to replace those laws with the laws of Einstein. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on national radio. Okay, well, without further ado, let's move on and take the first listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Trevor Russell. I live in Seattle, Washington, and I'm calling about Richard Mueller's book, The Physics of Time, now The Physics of Time. He kind of concludes saying, you know, the Big Bang created more space, or space expands. So if Albert Einstein connected space-time together as one thing, would it also make sense that the Big Bang creates more time, and why the flow of time feels like it's going forward is because time is expanding in space-time? Trevor Russell.
Well, you're absolutely right. Einstein's theory says that at the instant of the Big Bang, more space was created because space expanded, but more time was created as well. And in fact, the modern version of the Big Bang theory is called inflation. Inflation was proposed by a friend of mine, Professor Alan Guth of MIT, who I've had on radio before. And Alan proposed that, yes, there was a cosmic turbocharged expansion of both space and time at the very beginning of the universe, replacing the old Big Bang theory. And bingo, it conforms with the data. For example, the universe seems to be very flat. Einstein said the universe should be curved a bit, but the universe is quite flat when you measure it. And that's because inflation was so big that it flattened out the universe. So think of a soap bubble. If a soap bubble is big enough, the soap bubble appears to be flat as a consequence. So yes, space and time both expanded. Now, some people don't like that idea because the rate of expansion, if you calculate it, is faster than the speed of light. So you might say to yourself, aha, Einstein contradicts himself. Einstein said nothing can go faster than the speed of light, but the Big Bang expanded space and time faster than the speed of light. Aha, gotcha. Well, not quite. You see, what expanded was empty space, not matter. Einstein said matter cannot go faster than the speed of light. But empty space is nothingness. In other words, nothing can go faster than light. Nothingness can go faster than light. Nothingness is the original expansion of empty space, which did expand faster than the speed of light. So Einstein has the last laugh. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, what keeps things separate? Is it electrostatic repulsion, or is it the Pauli exclusion principle? And if it is the Pauli exclusion principle, which I believe it is, why is that not considered a force? Thank you. Bye.
Well, you're exactly right. Now, perhaps you're sitting in your chair right now, and you may ask yourself a simple question. Are you really touching the chair? How close are you to the chair that you're sitting on? Well, believe it or not, you are not really sitting in your chair. You're floating. You're floating about one angstrom above the chair. Now, you may say to yourself, well, the good doctor has lost his marbles now, but after the break, I'll explain why. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, and perhaps you can get on national radio. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Just before the break, we had a call coming in saying, how close can two objects get? And we said that there is something called an exclusion principle, which prevents two electrons from touching each other. In fact, you can have what is called spin up, spin down. Two electrons, they get very close to each other, but they cannot exactly sit on top of each other. That's the reason why you are not really sitting in your chair right now. You're hovering. Believe it or not, you're floating. You're floating about 1 angstrom above your chair, which is about 10⁻¹ cm, because two electrons cannot exactly be in the same state. That's called the Pauli exclusion principle. And you may say to yourself, well, so what? I mean, why should I care? This is an esoteric fact of no physical relevance at all. Wrong. You know, when we look at the atom, we see all these electrons whizzing around the atom, and we say that the electrons are arranged in shells, beautiful shells, like rooms in a hotel. And you may say to yourself, well, they should collapse. All the electrons circling around an atom should be in random orbits. Random orbits. They should all collapse. And therefore, chemistry is impossible because hydrogen, helium, they're just nothing but a bunch of random electrons going around the atom. Wrong. Why is it we have chemistry? Why is it we have H2O and CO2, very regular crystals, and molecules as well as crystals? And the reason is, you have energy levels separated by exactly the seclusion principle. You cannot put more than two electrons, spin up, spin down, in the same state. Think of a hotel, a gigantic hotel. Each room only has two people in it. Once you fill up one room, you have to go to the next level. Once you fill that up, you go to the next level, creating shells called a hotel. That's called chemistry. That's the reason why we have chemistry. That's the reason why atoms don't simply collapse into a mishmash of electrons circling around each other. There is a force called the Fermi force, which prevents two electrons from being crammed too close together. And that's why we have electron shells, which permits chemistry. In fact, if it wasn't for the Heisenberg, if it wasn't for the Pauli exclusion principle, your body would collapse into a bunch of gaseous electrons. So you can thank the Pauli exclusion principle for keeping the atoms of your body stable rather than collapsing into a gas of random electrons. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello, I had a question. My name is Andre Newton in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Would it be possible to make a non-Newtonian soap bubble? Say, take a non-Newtonian fluid and inflate it into a bubble with the same properties as a non-Newtonian fluid.
Well, the short answer is no. However, yeah, the average listener may say to himself, what the hell is he talking about? First of all, liquids are Newtonian in the sense that each atom inside a liquid is like a steel ball. So think of a collection of little steel balls all vibrating, and that's one way of looking at the atoms that make up a liquid. That's Newton's theory of a liquid. However, we have quantum mechanics, which shows that if you cool this down to near absolute zero, it turns into a superfluid like liquid helium or liquid nitrogen, a liquid hydrogen. And when you cool it down so close that you're near absolute zero, it turns into a non-Newtonian liquid with bizarre properties. First of all, a superfluid has no viscosity, meaning that if you stir it, instead of slowing down and coming to a halt, it spins forever. Forever. Because it has zero viscosity. Now you may say to yourself, well, that's ridiculous. But that's the properties of a superfluid near the freezing point, absolute zero. Now a soap bubble requires viscosity. But since a superfluid has zero viscosity, it means that bubbles are impossible. Now you think of a fluid, you think of having bubbles. But that's because you assume that it has surface tension and it has viscosity. But a superfluid has neither. And therefore, you cannot create a bubble of liquid helium. Now, sometimes in science shows, they have liquid nitrogen, which is not so cold, and they pour soap mixture on liquid nitrogen, and what do you get? You get a volcano of soap bubbles coming out. Well, you see, that's still Newtonian. That is not really a quantum fluid. So the demonstrations you sometimes see in science museums where they pour soap over liquid nitrogen, creating a volcanic eruption of bubbles, is not really a non-Newtonian bubble that we're talking about. We're talking about something that you might find in the center of Jupiter or the center of a gas giant that is liquid like hydrogen in solid form, something which we don't see very often at all. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
What is something about science that you quite don't understand yourself and would like to understand? My name is Drake, and I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Well, you ask an embarrassing question. You're asking a physicist, what don't we understand? Well, there are two things that bedevil physicists. One is the Schrodinger cat problem. And that is when we describe electrons, we describe electrons in many states simultaneously, spin up, spin down, moving to the left, to the right. Electrons, when we describe them, you have to add up all possible configurations of the state. And that's called the uncertainty principle. You don't really know for sure whether an electron is spin up or spin down, like a top. Therefore, you have to add the two together. So an electron exists simultaneously in many multiple states. Now, that may sound rather esoteric, but now apply that to a human being or a cat. It means that a cat is a superposition of many cats. So a cat can be dead and alive simultaneously. That's how we describe a quantum cat. Now you may say to yourself, this is nuts. Einstein hated this, but I'm sorry to say Einstein was wrong. When we describe electrons, we have to describe electrons simultaneously in all states simultaneously. Therefore, since a cat is made out of electrons, we have to add all the electrons to make a dead cat or a live cat simultaneously. In other words, before you look at a cat is simultaneously dead and alive. Now, this is nuts, but that's called quantum physics. That's why we have lasers. That's why we have transistors. That's why we have electronics. All of those violate common sense. I mean, think of a laser beam. A laser, by rights, should not exist. It violates common sense. A beam of pure, coherent energy? Come on, give me a break. But there it is. Complements of quantum mechanics. Now, Einstein held the common sense point of view. The common sense point of view is that atoms are like steel balls. Everything exists in a definite state. None of this up-down simultaneous business. An electron is either spinning up or spinning down. Period. End of story. Well, I'm sad to say that Einstein was wrong. We measure this in the laboratory, and that's why quantum physics makes possible the internet, makes possible your iPod, your iPad. All of that should not exist, but it does because electrons can exist in multiple states at the same time. Now, if you ever figure out the solution to the cat problem, that is, how can you be dead and alive simultaneously, then tell me first, and we'll split the Nobel Prize together. Because it's worth the Nobel Prize. If you could figure out the ultimate paradox in all of quantum theory, the cat problem, how can a cat be dead and alive simultaneously? This also means, by the way, as I've mentioned before, that Elvis Presley could still be alive, but in another quantum parallel universe. Well, unfortunately, our time is up for this segment. Stay tuned now for the next segment of Science Fantastic when we take your listener phone calls if you call 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Visit GCNLive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call because the lines are open. This is your hour. This is the time when you can ask that question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity or never had the guts to get on the phone and make that call. So give us a call at 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question, make that comment, and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Okay, well, moving right along now, let's take the next listener phone call.
This is Marcus Anthony from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Just wondering, if dark matter does not exist, what are the alternative models? What could happen to the rest of physics if that's the case? That's it. Thanks a lot.
Well, to be very frank, all modern physics would collapse. First of all, dark matter is invisible matter because it's invisible, it's very hard to prove its existence, but it surrounds the Milky Way galaxy, holding the galaxy together. The Milky Way galaxy spins 10 times too fast for its own good. By the laws of Isaac Newton, the galaxy should fly apart. Our sun should be drifting in intergalactic space. We would be frozen to death. We shouldn't be here. The very fact that we are here today talking about this means that dark matter is holding the galaxy together. Now, some people don't like this. There's a Nobel Prize waiting for the person who finally figures it out. So some people say, well, maybe Newton was wrong. But you see, so far we see no deviation from Newton's laws of motion, and you can't rule it out. But the people who say that Newton himself was wrong do not have a coherent theory that is compatible with other observations. The observations we see in the galaxy are all consistent with Newton's laws of motion. So why should the motion of galaxies violate Newton's laws of motion when everything else obeys Newton's laws of gravity? Except, of course, when you hear the speed of light. And then you need Einstein's theory of relativity. So yeah, all modern physics would collapse as we know it if we had to abandon the Newtonian theory of dark matter. So dark matter exists, but we don't know why. If you can figure it out, you will win a Nobel Prize in physics. Okay, well, moving right along now, let's take the next listener phone call.
What major things about the United States education system have to change in order for students to become thinkers and doers rather than just people who memorize facts? What things can teachers do to get students to remain curious rather than to beat it out of them?
Well, you know, in the future, the internet will be in your contact lens, so you'll simply blink and see the periodic chart. You'll simply blink and see all the amino acids right there in your eyeball, and you won't need to memorize things anymore. So our educational system is out of date. We should prepare students for the time when concepts, principles, are more important than simply memorizing the details, because you'll be able to simply blink and get all those details. So first, we should stress principles, concepts, rather than memorizing trivial details. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after that, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on this station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic as we probe the cutting edge of science. This is Dr. Michio Kaku, Professor of Theoretical Physics, inviting you to call 612-564-8135 and be part of the fun. You know, sometimes you're out there at the water cooler talking to your coworkers and just shooting the breeze, and somebody asks a question out of thin air that leaves everyone stumped. A friend of mine works for Con Ed, Consolidated Edison, utility here in Manhattan. And at the water cooler, someone asks a simple question. If the sun were to disappear right now, how long before we notice it? Such a simple question. If the sun were to disappear right now, how long would it take for us to notice it? Everyone was stumped. Well, Newton would say, instantly. Throughout the universe, the whole universe would know that the sun has suddenly disappeared if the sun were to suddenly vanish. Einstein says no. Einstein says nothing can go faster than light, not even information. Therefore, it would take 8 minutes. 8 minutes for you to know that the sun has disappeared. Well, now we've detected gravity waves from outer space. And how fast are gravity waves moving? At the speed of light. Once again, Einstein is right. Okay, well, you can give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask your question on Science Fantastic. So let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Sadie from Watford City, North Dakota, and my question is using our knowledge of Newton's universal law of gravitational attraction, do you think that we could calculate a human's gravitational attraction to a particle that is at the edge of the universe and how it got there being the emission of the Big Bang?
Well, you ask a pretty tall order, so let's break it down. First of all, Newton's theory of gravity. Newton says that everything has gravity, even your body. And therefore, if you were to move your body, the gravitational information of your moving your body travels at the speed of light, says Einstein, and eventually will reach the ends of the universe. So yes, in that sense, what you do with your body will have some effect on stars, some effect on galaxies that are millions, billions of light years away. The effect, of course, is going to be very small. However, you ask a slightly different question. Will your motion of gravity affect the end of the universe? Well, the universe may have no end. We're not really sure about this. We think the universe had a beginning. That's the Big Bang theory. But we don't know if the universe is going to have an end physically or in time. That's a question mark at the present time. Now, there's something called Olber's paradox, where the astronomer Olber asked that question, is there an end to the universe? And he said the following. He said, if the stars are evenly distributed, if the stars are evenly distributed throughout the entire universe, and the universe is infinite, then the amount of light that hits your eyeball should also be infinite, and your eyeball should melt. The sky should be white, not black, and you will disintegrate. That's in an infinite universe where there's an infinite amount of light from an infinite number of stars. Well, obviously, the sky is black at night. So here's the paradox. Why is the night sky black? By rights, it should be white. Because if the universe is infinitely big, infinitely old, then there's an infinite number of stars, and light should hit your eyeball, and you should melt. Well, this is Olber's paradox. The paradox lasted for centuries. Kepler himself, hundreds of years ago, thought that the universe, therefore, must be like a ball, a finite ball of stars, because otherwise it would melt. Many people have tried to find the solution to this. The first one, by the way, to actually correctly get the answer was Edgar Allan Poe, the mystery writer. Edgar Allan Poe was actually an amateur astronomer, and he was puzzled by Olber's paradox. And so he was the one who actually got it right. Well, unfortunately, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, every week on Science Fantastic, we probe the cutting edge of science. And stay tuned as we continue a discussion of science if you call 612-564-8135.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. If you call 612-564-8135, perhaps you can get on national radio. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a simple question, and that is, if the human body has Newtonian gravity, will it influence something on the edge of the universe? Well, first of all, yes, your body does have gravity. We can measure it, in fact, in the laboratory. It's extremely tiny. So the gravitational effect of your body, millions and millions of miles away, is not going to be very great at all. But you ask a different question. Is there an end to the universe? Is there a wall beyond which we cannot move? Now, we don't think so, but think of a sphere. If you're an ant on a sphere, and you ask the ant a simple question, does the sphere have an end? Well, the ant can go round and around and around the sphere and never hit the end. So the ant would say that in his two-dimensional world, it's flat. The universe is infinite. But we live in three dimensions. We look at the ball in its entirety and say, ha, the universe is a ball. It's finite. So in other words, a ball is infinite in two dimensions and finite in three dimensions. Now, Einstein says the same thing for the universe. If I shoot an arrow in one direction, perhaps one day the arrow will come back from the other direction. So the universe, in this case, would be infinite in three dimensions and finite in four dimensions. In other words, the universe would be a hypersphere. Now, what is the answer to the question? Is the universe infinite or not? We don't know. The leading theory right now is called inflation. Inflation seems to indicate that the universe is infinite and flat, but it hasn't been verified yet. My friend Alan Guth proposed the theory. He may eventually win the Nobel Prize for inflation because it does fit many data points, but the ultimate answer, we don't know at the present time. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
This is Harold from Washington, Iowa. I have two questions, if that's okay. Thank you for taking my questions. What else have we learned about Tabby's star? Have we learned anything new about Tabby's star? And also, I'd like to ask, if I may, what have we learned about that interstellar traveler, that asteroid that's passing through our solar system at this moment? Thank you.
Well, your first question you ask is rather embarrassing, because we scientists actually don't know the answer. There's something called Tabby's star, named after the woman astronomer who discovered it. And it dips in its intensity periodically. Every 2 years, it dips by up to 20% in its luminosity. Now, that's not supposed to happen. Nowhere in the universe
do we see something like this. This means that an object has moved in front of the mother star and created a shadow. Now, the shadow of a Jupiter moving in front of our sun dims starlight by 1%. So Jupiter, no matter how big it is, casts a shadow that dims starlight by 1%. Now, some object, we don't know what it is, has moved in front of Tabby's star that dims it by 20%. Now, this has left astronomers pulling their hair out. Astronomers are going crazy trying to figure out what in God's name can possibly dim starlight by 20% every 2 years. Now, just a few months ago, almost every astronomer on the planet Earth turned their telescopes to Tabby's stars because on schedule, every 2 years, it dims by about 15 to 20%. Well, this time it only dimmed 3%, but it dimmed on schedule. So we still don't know the answer. Some people think it's alien life from outer space. However, that alien life would have to be extremely advanced to create something that is 20 times bigger than Jupiter, which is the biggest planet by far in the solar system. So the answer to your first question is, we're clueless. It's embarrassing. It's one of the biggest embarrassments in astronomy today. What could possibly dim starlight by 20% if not by an alien civilization? Now, you also ask another question. Yes, there is an interstellar object traveling through our solar system. Now, we have Newton's laws of motion. When we see an object moving in outer space, we can run the videotape forward or backward because we can predict its future motion and calculate the motion of the past. Objects that we see in our solar system, sure enough, go around the sun. And they are inside the solar system. However, recently, scientists tracked an object, and its trajectory, if you were to run the videotape backwards, would put it in deep interstellar space. This has sent the astronomical community once again in tithers, because it is a visitor. This object is a visitor from another solar system. Now, what do we know about it? First of all, it's irregularly shaped. So some people say, aha, maybe it's a spaceship. But, well, most astronomers would simply say that it's either a burnt-out comet or an asteroid that's been drifting for billions of years, slowly moving between one solar system to the other. So that's the latest theory of this interstellar visitor, the first one that we've ever seen from another solar system. Well, unfortunately, our time is up. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and get a copy of my next book. End of February, I'll be on a book tour talking about the future of humanity. Assuming that we don't destroy ourselves, yes, we will go to the moon, starting next year, in fact, then on to Mars, then beyond the solar system to the galaxy. So get a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, hitting the bookstores in the end of February. Check my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.